I had the chance to visit in our Meet the Scots segment this week with Highland Park cornerback Matt Bonanno. Not only is he cornerback, but also obviously kicker, punter, kick returner, a multi-talented athlete, maybe one of the most talented athletes the Scots have had in a number of years. And this is my interview with Matt. It's halftime of the Highland Park Newman Smith game, and we're visiting here with Highland Park cornerback Matt Bonanno, cornerback, not only cornerback, but also kicker, punter, as well as a number of other things. Matt, have you always been so multi-talented and played so many different positions all the way coming up through school?
Well, freshman year, I played both ways. I played offense and defense, and then I did kicking and punting and all that. I went away from it sophomore and junior a little bit. I mainly did cornerback, but now I've started to get back into it.
Did you miss it somewhat when you were away? Do you like carrying a lot of the load and having the responsibilities of the kicking and the punting in addition to the defensive back?
Yes, I did miss it. I like touching the ball, and cornerback, you don't get it. Touch it too much, and if you're punting, kicking, catching punts, or whatever, you get lots of touches on it.
Now, Highland Park, you may be the most multi-talented player Highland Park's had in some time. They obviously depend on you in a lot of different areas of the game. Do you focus as much on the punting, the kick returning, the kickoffs, as you do on playing cornerback because you've been there for 3 years, or is it more the defensive back and cornerback role that you relish?
Number one priority is cornerback, but I still have to pay a lot of attention to everything else I do. Can't take anything lightly. No mistakes, because we can turn the ball over in any situation. So I just can't do that.
Do you y'all played quite a bit of man. Do you like being out there on an island with a guy and seeing who's best, or do you like it when you got help over the top?
I like zone a lot more than anything, because I get to see the whole play as it's going instead of just waiting to see what the receiver does.
Great. Now, you had the kickoff return, big kickoff return on the opening kickoff against Frisco Liberty. Was that something that y'all thought going into the game you'd be able to exploit, or was this blocking this there and it worked out?
I think it was a little of both. We found flaws in the kicking game Frisco Liberty. And it was just great blocking by our front line and second line. They made a perfect hole right down the middle. I could just go right through.
Now, Coppell, everybody knew coming into the game it was going to be expected a high-scoring affair, and it certainly was that. In the Coppell game, tell me a little bit about what you had to go through to get ready for a high-powered passing offense like that.
Every day in practice, it was man coverage in every period that we practiced in. We knew that they were to pass a lot more than the other two teams we did, so we had to practice a lot more on pass coverage.
Well, it looked like you did a great job. Of course, they made some plays because they got some great players as well, but it looked like overall, y'all did a great job back there.
Yeah, a couple plays, they would beat us, but I think for the most part, we did pretty well. Jeff Howlett helped out with me on one of my routes. He picked it off, which I think we can help each other in any situation. I think we did a good job.
All right. It doesn't matter who's getting the credit as long as y'all are all working together. Now, tell me a little bit about this first district game. Everybody's 0-0. Nobody's 1-1. Nobody's lost one. Tell me what y'all approach has been for the off week and for this week coming into Newman Smith.
District opener is always really exciting. Everyone starts out 0-0. We can't take any team lightly, and we know this team is going to be good, and we have to play every down.
Now, I've heard they've got some size coming out of 5A. They probably do have pretty good size. Is that what shows up on film?
On film, they're a big team. We played Coppell. They're a big team. It's just about execution.
Now, I know you play at least one other sport and may play others. What other sports do you play here at Highland Park?
I play for the boys' soccer team.
And what position do you play?
Forward.
And if I'm not mistaken, you've been a starter on the boys' varsity team for a good while, just like in football. Is that not correct?
Yes, I started as a freshman.
That's great. And what about college plans? Any idea yet where you're going to go?
Don't know exactly yet, but I'd like to go to TCU if I could.
You're going to go over there? I think your brother Will is over there, and so we might have two Bonannos over at TCU. Well, tell me, is there anything the defensive backs do as a little ritual or as a tradition that the listeners might find interesting, that's something y'all do during the week?
I know that the defensive line, whoever gets the most sacks, the other two defensive linemen have to buy them a burger after the game. We haven't figured out a plan what we're going to do, but end of the season, whoever has the most interceptions for the defensive backs is going to get something. We don't know.
Going to get a nice dinner somewhere. All those hamburgers are going to add up. Well, that's great. Well, you're certainly somebody that the Scots have benefited from playing on the team, and we've a lot of people here I know have enjoyed watching you, and we're looking for great things throughout the rest of the regular season and the playoffs. I appreciate you visiting with us.
Thank you.
We've been visiting with Highland Park cornerback, punter, kicker, kick returner, Matt Bonanno.